continuing your practice. Aware. Noticing the obvious. As we connect to our experience with more continuity, we begin to recognize that experience is not random. Everything that arises has its conditions. And the experience of hearing conditioned on the sound waves and the ear. Our bodily sensations conditioned on having a body and contact. Often our emotions, feelings, moods conditioned on something happening in the present, either an arising thought or an experience, plus the whole conditions of our lives. Our family, culture, education, all of that shaping us. That's arising right now. Is shaped by these conditions from the past, but also by how we are relating to it right now. And also, perhaps interestingly, our thoughts and reflections, ideas about what might happen in the future. All of these are conditions that affect this moment. And within our own experience, internally, our experiences of what we hear might affect how we feel. And so there are many processes going on in our organism, in our human system, that interplay with each other, condition each other. And we can begin to notice this interplay and the conditioned nature of our own experience moment to moment. This helps our mind to begin to recognize, or seeing this interplay helps us begin to recognize just this human being processes that are unfolding. We've talked about this a lot, mentioned this a lot. And as the mindfulness gets more steady, we begin to see this in a lived way. Not just thinking about it, but seeing it. That third kind of wisdom, the wisdom when it gets into our bones, we understand just how deeply process-natured our organism is. And that is a wisdom, an understanding that really supports letting go of clinging, letting go of suffering. Because so much of our clinging is around having a sense of there being either a self to defend or protect, or to be in charge, to be in control, and if that doesn't go the way we want, the suffering happens there. Or our suffering, sometimes we cling because we think there's something to cling to, not understanding that everything is simply a process. Everything has this transient, ephemeral nature, and there actually isn't anything to cling to. And so as we see this conditioned nature, this process nature of experience, it really helps our mind to let go of some of its deep beliefs around where happiness can be found. One of the ways that we may start to see this conditionality, maybe the most obvious places to start to see it are the relationships, the connections, the conditioning between body and mind. There are different processes at work in our body and mind, and they affect each other. But we often kind of lump them together, not really noticing different processes at work. And this contributes to our misunderstanding that our experience is process. And so we can start to be curious about what is body? What is this bodily experience? And what is the mind's relationship to it? And start to recognize how things happening in the body affect the mind, and how things happening in the mind affect the body, and that these are conditioned relationships, not hardwired relationships. And so we might experience some painful physical experience, unpleasant experience, experience of a sound or body sensation. And that's one thing. And then there's the relationship to it. The not liking, maybe the frustration or aversion or anger, confusion. These two things are different. We can see sound affecting the mind. The sound, the hearing, the relationship. Not only is it kind of conditioned in the moment, but it's also conditioned based on our history. Certain sounds perhaps we've had and or familiar sounds in the past that we like or don't like, we're drawn to or not drawn to. The relationship is not in the sound or in the body sensation. It's connected to that conditioning. Not everybody has the same response. And so we can start to see this connection, this condition. Sound arises. Emotion, response in the mind. Even the experience or recognition of something as pleasant or unpleasant, that's distinct from and conditioned. It's distinct from the contact of the physical experience itself. So there's sound hitting the eardrum, pitch and tone, sight, contacting the eye, form and color. And then there is, based on all of our conditioning, our history, some sounds are experienced as pleasant, some as unpleasant. Some sights, some tastes, body sensations, sometimes pleasant, sometimes unpleasant. And we might think that also that pleasant or unpleasant is right with the sound or taste. But it too is conditioned. We might begin to recognize how sometimes a particular bite of food, maybe the first bite is really pleasant, but then maybe we have a different flavor that goes across the tongue, and the second bite, somehow those flavors just don't quite mesh, and the second bite of what was so pleasant before has a slightly unpleasant. So conditions affecting that pleasant and unpleasant quality. Things happening in our body can condition things happening in our mind. And the mental experience then also can feed back. An emotion, for instance, We hear a sound. We have a response. Maybe it's delight. We experience delight, and that delight can have an effect on our body, creating a quality perhaps of lightness in the body. Maybe the breath comes more full. And so not only does the body affect the mind affects the body. This interrelated processes. We can see this really clearly with thinking sometimes. A bodily sensation perhaps evokes a thought. That's conditioned. We hear something, we see something, a memory, something similar. We hadn't seen that, that memory might not have arisen. Conditioning right at work there. That thought then might condition a feeling. A confusion, a delight, frustration. That might feed back to the body, physical experiences associated with that emotion. And it also might kind of affect or condition further thoughts. We have a memory, an emotion. That emotion then connects with other thoughts. All of these things, we sometimes might think that an emotion comes with those thoughts. But we can see, we can begin to recognize that emotion and thought are separate, conditioning each other, playing with each other. And so this offering this morning is not meant to be an instruction per se, as something to do, but more a description of how our bodies and minds work. This is a lot of what the Buddha pointed to. How do our bodies and minds actually work? What's actually going on in there? That understanding or that teaching that we receive, that first kind of wisdom, kind of goes in and may, just in the simple noticing your experience moment after moment, you might see something in a new way because this information has been offered. You might see the difference between hearing and the response and understand something more directly in the moment. And so, having offered this reflection, I encourage you to forget it and just connect with your experience right now. what's here. Simple, simple practice. Just noticing this moment. What's obvious? Relax. Allow. Observe. And the learning will happen.